The Australian Open, the first major tennis event of the year, is underway near Melbourne. Both of last year's champions already have been eliminated. Focus is now on the top two seeds in both the men's and women's draws, and commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning, John.
Morning, Bob.
So what happened to the defending champions?
Well, Thomas Johansson, who came out of nowhere to win last year and then disappeared back into nowhere almost as quickly, had a knee injury and didn't even make it to Australia. Jennifer Capriati, who had eye surgery a couple weeks ago, did make it to Australia, but ended up making only a cameo appearance, losing Monday in the first round, which is shocking. It's never happened in the Open era to a defending champion before, and you wonder, she's done nothing really since last year's Australian with the domination of the Williams sisters, if she will be a factor again. But she's made more comebacks than anybody since Nixon, so you can't count her out yet.
Last year, the last three majors on the women's side were all about one family. Same thing this year?
Right. Well, as I said, Venus and Serena Williams, and last year it was Serena, the little sister, becoming the dominant one, winning all three of those finals against Venus. And the big question in women's tennis this year is, can Venus come back to compete with Serena? Because it doesn't appear that anybody else can compete with either one of them.
Yeah. Is there a danger people get bored seeing the same two players all the time?
I don't know that there's a danger in that, Bob, so much as the fact that the Williams sisters are almost considered one entity. It's almost as if they're the same team. Nobody roots particularly for Venus or against Serena or the other way around the way you normally have in rivalries where people take sides. And when they get to the final of a major, it's almost as if you have the Super Bowl being played as an intra-squad game. And I think there needs to be a division somehow in the minds of fans so that they'll have more of a rooting interest when they play each other, because the tennis is certainly great.
On the men's side, Leighton Hewitt was clearly the world's number one player last year, but can he become the first Australian to win there in 27 years?
A lot of pressure, because the Australians want him to win so badly. He's won a U.S. Open, he's won Wimbledon, but he hasn't won the Australian. I would be shocked if he and Andre Agassi, who at 32 is still playing superb tennis, don't make it to the final and face one another. And if they do, much like their semifinal in the U.S. Open, it will probably be a superb match. I can't see either one of them losing along the way, so I probably just jinxed them both.
Now, where's Pete Sampras?
He is home with his wife and his newborn child, and he has decided to play tennis this year, Bob. And the reason he's going to play this year, because he had that great victory at the Open, which should have been the perfect exit line for him. But he remembers losing in the second round at Wimbledon on an outside court to a qualifier last year. And being a seven-time champion there, he doesn't want that to be his exit line from tennis. So he's going to play one more year, so he can go back and play Wimbledon one more time. And with Pete being 32 this year, Agassi turning 33, you have to start looking at Andy Roddick and James Blake and wonder if they are the young Americans who will take the place of Agassi and Sampras when they're gone, because tennis needs to have American stars. It's got the Williams sisters and Capriati on the women's side. The question is, can Roddick and Blake replace Agassi and Sampras when they exit, probably this year or next year latest, from the stage?
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, author of The Punch, One Night, Two Lives, and The Fight That Changed Basketball Forever.